everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Loan Officer Impact. And I'm so excited to have a great episode today. To those of you who tuned into the previous episodes, congratulations. We covered a lot in the last few weeks on clarity, focus, and execution. And I hope everybody took some ahas or even some epiphanies out of some of the podcasts they've listened to so far. Today's a really special day. I've got an incredible guest with us. Not only do I get to call this guy partner, but he's turned into a true friend too, a guy I totally admire and like. I'd like to introduce you to my friend, John Flagg. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Kev. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for being on. And John's an incredible guy with an incredible background. And he lives in the greater Philadelphia area, and he works with Centennial Lending Group, and he just slays it every year. Even despite market conditions like this year, he had another killer banner year, upwards over $50 million type guy every in a down market. He's a potential $100 million guy in an up market, and he's just really built a true business. And if you've listened to our podcast, John, we talk a lot about kind of four phases in the mortgage industry, and almost all of us started off in the industry with a job. We needed to pay a bill, right? And so we took whatever someone would hire us to do, and we did it, and we got paid. And then thankfully, about 90% of us turned that into a career. But only about 10% of licensed loan officers in America turn a career into a business. And you've certainly done that. And less than 1% turn a business into a calling. And you're kind of headed towards that. So if you don't mind, could you share just a touch about how you turned your career into a business and what kind of that turning point where you said, wow, I know I'm better than, I know you don't, you know, you're humble, so you don't say I'm better than the rest. But at some point you knew you could take this to a different level than most did. Could you share a little bit on that?
Sure, absolutely. Before we start, I just want to say, go Eagles.
So there you go, baby.
Get that out of the way.
11-1.
Sorry if there's any Dallas fans watching this. I apologize, but not really. So a little bit about my background, Kevin. I've been in the mortgage industry about 31 years. So this is all I've ever done, you know, and I've seen the highs and the lows, just like you have, and the market fluctuations. And I've seen just about everything that you could see in this business, right? I think that we have been very blessed in this business over the past couple of years to make not only a decent living, but to help a lot of people out on, you know, with home ownership, refinancing, saving money. And kind of that marketplace has turned a little bit. I believe, you know, I made a conscious effort over the past couple of years not to build an income. And we've talked about this before, and I talk a lot about this to other loan officers, but kind of not concentrate on that, but concentrate on building your business. You know, last year was a phenomenal year in this industry. Well, we all know that, right?
Yeah.
Our focus never swayed from our key business point, which was realtor business, realtor referrals, purchase business. We didn't really key in on refinances, which, you know, obviously that market was there. And it was kind of shooting fish in the barrel for some loan officers.
Right.
But we never pulled away from our key business. And I think that really comes into play on where we're at this year. You know, we never stopped talking to buyers. We never stopped talking to realtors. And, you know, with this market shift, it put us in a pretty darn good position because we had a pipeline of buyers that now are really feasible. And we have realtors that really appreciated the fact that we didn't forget about them last year.
Two incredibly important points. I hope everyone heard exactly what John just said. And John, something I've marveled at for a long time of knowing you, and it's been 4 years today, actually, that we met. And
A great four years, too.
Yeah, right? A lot of fun. One of the things that I've marveled at, though, is I hear a lot of people talk about bringing value to their referral partners. And in your case, almost all of your business comes from realtors. You do that at a level that's different than most. And I've had the great pleasure of learning some of the things that you've done to enhance the lives of realtors. And it's not what I hear from everyone else. And it's really appealing to me, number one. Number two, I read something recently that said more than 90% of in-house loan officer real estate relationships don't last a year. And yet you're the exact opposite of that reality. You've done a tremendous job at building a partnership with so many realtors inside the office that you actually go to work in at times. Could you speak on those two points, how you've made an in-house relationship work when so many others haven't, and what it truly means to bring value to your realtor partners?
Sure, absolutely. And you're right about that. We see and I hear about transitional companies coming in and out of real estate agencies. And we have a very strong relationship, if I may say, with the largest Keller Williams in the Philadelphia market right now. They have 250 plus agents. And, you know, dealing with so many people or trying to deal with so many people, you have different personalities, right?
Correct.
I think what we really bring to the table is service. I mean, we are here for those agents. And I kind of, you and I have talked about this, and I've talked about this many times, is regardless of all the tools, I think at this time in our industry, Kev, we have so many tools that a loan officer can use, whether it's, you know, technology, social media, but at the end of the day, it's a relationship business. We are in a sales position. This is a relationship business because all those tools don't mean anything if you don't get face-to-face time and you don't develop a relationship with your business partners.
Amen. Amen to that.
So, you know, it's tough to meet with everybody in this office. So our plan was to attend as many meetings that they have in this office as possible on a daily and weekly basis. And I you know, involved with their corporate training model in here. I jump in every sub group that they have in here to maybe just impart a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of information, because I think right now it's so key for loan officers to communicate with their business partners and actually realtors or business partners that are not business partners yet, because they're going through a tough time too, just like loan officers are. So anything as far as that you can impart upon them, as far as a little bit of information on what's going on in the marketplace, you know, a shift in interest rates or maybe a new program or a guideline change, they really do appreciate that. You know, just a little bit of information.
Well, so. And like you just said, and we can't forget about that. In fact, another aha for me is we must be empathetic to the plight of the realtor because It's so much harder. And yeah, they could stick a sign in the yard a year ago and have 15 offers and $50,000 over, and it wasn't too hard to sell a house back then. But those days are long gone in every market USA. And Now their metamorphosis they've gone through is akin to ours, and that makes it difficult. And so Your level of empathy and your level of sympathy towards that comes through in spades. And also, when you bring that value of a different product, a different program, the 2-1 buy down, and actually take the time to explain that, a realtor doesn't understand necessarily what a 2-1 buy down is, correct? And
you're
sometimes
right.
if you're not compassionate about the explanation, they just put a front up because they don't want to appear like they don't understand something, correct?
Right. Yeah, you're right. And I think that's a point of human nature. People understand what impacts them. Like All these guideline changes that you and I deal with every day, interest rates changing, they really, that doesn't concern them. They just concern about how our industry impacts them.
Yes. Right?
And the empathy comes from the fact that as you have a large influx of people, maybe over the last 3 years, that became a realtor. And this is their job choice. They're not used to what is going on right now because they haven't seen this interest rate market, first of all. Actually, probably home buyers, a lot of younger home buyers aren't used to this interest rate market because they've been used to rates in the fours and sub fours for a very long time.
Correct.
So, you know, they're a little bit nervous about their job choice. So anything, any comforting information you can give to them on a daily basis or a weekly basis, just communicate with them because they really do appreciate it in the end.
There's no doubt they do. And I think that that's a great little lesson is let's make certain that if you are in an office or in a relationship with multiple realtors, that you take time to strategically think about what they're going through. And you and I have had this conversation before, John, but we've both been introduced recently within the last 6 months to a gentleman that's helped both you and I. And I think this has helped your business. But at times of busyness, we tend to do more things, right? And Sometimes we stop thinking as much as we're doing, right? And we can all get caught in that trap. But I know that you've spent a lot more time in the last 3 to 4 months strategically thinking about your business and implementing strategies that are well thought out. Could you talk a little bit about how the power of taking a little time back from doing and been transferring that time to thinking has helped your business?
Sure. In the end, we need as much exposure to our referral sources or future referral sources as possible, mine being realtors, right? So, you know, COVID hit, and we've talked about this before, and it really kind of scared the hell out of me. And I had to really look, and I was a vet in the business, and I set my ways, and I really had to rethink about how I approached the business.
Yes.
And, you know, I dealt with a very select small group of realtors, and that changed everything for me when COVID hit, because that changed the whole world. This type of meeting was very commonplace. Face-to-face was no longer on the table anymore. Correct. So I decided at that point, my job is to meet as many people as I could on a daily basis, talk to as many people on a daily basis as possible, as many people, because if they don't know who I am and what I do, they're not going to give us business. They're not going to do business with me.
Correct.
So with such a quick change, a shift in the industry, I couldn't meet with 150 people on a weekly basis. There was no way. So I really kind of tried to look for segments of our industry and the real estate industry that could give me the maximum exposure in the quickest amount of time. And that was teaching. So, I mean, education is really a big thing for me. Any groups that are in-house here, I go in and I give 15, 20 minutes a week, a couple times a week, and we talk about industry standards, industry movements, what's impacting their industry. And, you know, if it's an hour a week, 2 hours a week, and I get in front of about 130 to 140 agents a week. So that
was my
passion.
Just think about that, everybody. There's another aha. He gets in front of between 130 and 140 realtors weekly, and I've seen his presentations. He has mastered them. It is off the cuff, but he's spent tons of time perfecting them in advance so that upon delivery, it's credible, it's believable, it's fast, it's educational, and it matters. Right. He doesn't waste their time. He doesn't sit around BSing with them about something for an hour and a half first. He gets to the point, but he brings value. And so if you brought value to 130 to 140 realtors every single week, who do people work with? People that know you, like you, and trust you, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we talked about this earlier this week, and I had a situation where in-house here, they have a monthly team meeting. And I had the broker record come into me. It was about 5 minutes before the meeting, and they typically have maybe 130 to 150 people attend those meetings, and their speaker fell through. It was a title company. So he came in and said, "Hey, you know what? I've got 45 minutes I need to fill. Do you want to come talk to our group?" "Yeah, I will." So what I recommend to any loan officer or originator, have at least 5 set pieces of presentations together, and not just talking points, but PowerPoint, full-blown presentations that you are a master at, that you can pull up at a 5-minute notice. Now,
Great point.
So I got 6 pre-quals and 2 deals out of that meeting, just out of that one meeting, for me being prepared in 5 minutes to talk to those people. So I would suggest that all loan officers, that you have those set pieces, because you will never know when that opportunity comes up.
Well, I heard the definition of luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And there's a perfect example of that. Right. Some might say, "Oh, you got lucky. You walked out with 6 deals in an hour." Well, not really. He was prepared. And it met an opportunity because of a need unfulfilled by someone else that he was able to step into in 5 minutes and deliver something of value. So what I'm hearing is high touch, high value, empathy, sympathy, care, communicate, and close. I mean, that's what you do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe that is a key piece that we miss a lot. As a loan officer, is you can have the most wonderful presentation, you can bond with the person, but in the end, you need to ask for their support in their business. If you don't do that, you know,
you're just another nice guy,
right? Yeah. You're a nice guy walking out of their office. He's a good guy, but you know, I'm not going to give him business. He didn't ask. So don't be afraid of the ask. That is so important. Every meeting I have, I always ask at the end. This is what I do for a living. This is not a hobby, and I do it very well. So, you know, entrust your clients to me. Give me a chance on doing that. So you have to do that ask.
And I think even in that sentence right there, what you convey is confidence with no arrogance at all. And that's what I love about you. I've known you for years, and you've been ungodly successful. But 2 things I know about you. Number one, I've never heard you talk about money to me. Never once. You never have said to me, I made X this year. And I love that. Anytime we have talked, you've said, I've helped 317 families or I've, you know, whatever it may be. And that to me is who you are. And as you and I both know, that more often than not, and a vastly more often than not, the money follows the right actions. And it's just showing up every day. It's grinding. It's being part of the solution every day. It's not caving into market pressures or to this guy said that. You know, you've been great at cutting out the noise. And I know that I think the older we get, the more noise we want to be free from. And yeah, I think, you know, we both probably were in the trap, and maybe some of the younger guys and gals on this call, when you sit around, you hear this and this and this. Think about this for a second when you hear anything like that. Does that help you get to the next relationship or does it not? If the answer is it does not, clear it out of your mind, clear it out of your life. Don't listen to it. Don't be involved in it and move towards something that does get you to that next relationship. And if we focus on the things that you and I talk about regularly, but, you know, Carl White's my favorite guy that taught me, do 90% of my working hours only doing things that I love, that I'm great at, and that drive my economic engine. And that's what I've tried to focus on. It's hard to do that 90% of your work hours, right? Because we have this whole busy versus productive reality. And right. You and I both know loan officers and realtors that boldly tell us, I work 70 hours a week, you know, and they almost wear it like a badge of honor, right? And the fact is, almost none of those people spend that many hours doing high leverage activities or things that they're great at that drive their economic engine. And you've really been able to do that. Could you just speak for a quick moment on how you have been able to focus and execute at the highest of levels of anyone I know?
Sure. I believe so. One of the things that I really needed to develop was the team of people around me to support right. me. And, you know, being in my position, it took me a long time. And as you get older, you kind of realize this, is that you should surround yourself with people that do things better than I do, right? Because I'm not going to change at this point in my life. And, you know, there's so many people that are talented in this company. And I'm really thankful that, you know, we have talented loan officers, operations staff, all the way to you and Owen, you know, and Allison. So, I recognize that I'm good at certain things and not good at other things. And I surround my people and I have wonderful people around me that fill those gaps in for me to make my business better and to make, you know, SMP and Centennial better also. Process, you know, I'm still developing my process. And I kind of joke is, you know, I try to learn something new every day and I still learn something new every day. If I find a better process, I will use it.
Sure.
You know, I will take it from whoever's using it and ask them to teach me that process because there's always a better way, a more concise way, and an easier way. So every single day, and I'm sure you realize this, I don't mind listening to something that is better than what I'm doing now because that's going to make me better in the long run.
Well, and that's because your lack of ego allows you to not have the not created here syndrome. You know how we both met people in our lives that are so arrogant that they think if I didn't think it up, it's not a good idea. And neither you nor I nor anyone we hang with believes that. And we believe the exact opposite, that we're sponges for great ideas. In fact, this morning, you and I sat on a 30-minute meeting that I think I heard six or seven great, great things that I could have implemented or could implement tomorrow morning that'll help me have a better business and a better life. And so did you. And I didn't come up with any of those six or seven. And you only had one of those six or seven and other people had the rest of them. Right.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I don't think you ever have, you never close off your mind. If you want growth in this business or anything that you do in life, you got to really listen to people that have done the next level. Like, you know, we have people in this company that are phenomenal as loan originators and I'm learning from them, you know, they have processes that are better than mine. Right. So don't ever stop listening and don't ever stop learning. That's my biggest thing that I can tell new loan officers. You're not bigger than this business or anything in this business. Just keep your ears open.
Yep. We can all learn. We all learn every day. And the smartest ones are open to that every hour of every day because we just get better. So, right. Hey, a true pleasure. I'm kind of running towards the end of the time frame here. I thank you for your willingness to share with us and with me. For any loan officer out there that's heard John, I got three or four ahas that I hope you did too. He's probably the most successful loan originator nationwide that I know inside of a real estate office, and how he's developed that relationship. I happen to know many of the things he does to bring value in advance, to do favors in advance, and to do things that they see as value add, so they want to use them. If anyone wants to go to growingwithkevin.com, that's growingwithkevin.com, schedule 15 minutes on my calendar to share specifically a strategy on how you could get into a real estate office and walk out of there with deals every single week, I can help you. John, thank you so much. Again, I appreciate you. I know you could have chose to do something else with this half hour, and I'm grateful and humbled that you're willing to spend it with me.
Oh, it's great hanging with you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Buddy. Thanks so much, and go Eagles. 11-1. They win it all.
Remember that.
See you. Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.